Western Alaska access was a central topic at a think tank-sponsored conference in Talkeetna over the weekend. The Institute of the North event considered energy, transportation, and resource development in looking at a controversial high-dollar road or railroad project. Nils Andreasen with the Institute says opening up a Fairbanks to Nome corridor is aimed at addressing economic woes in rural Alaska.
The general idea is not to do transportation by itself. We're looking at telecommunications, energy transmission, natural gas for a line along that route. The more pieces you include in an infrastructure corridor, the perhaps helping drive down the cost of the project itself and open up more potential than existed before.
Andreasen says the daunting cost of building a road or laying train track across hundreds of miles of rugged terrain and questions about environmental, social, and cultural impacts have not deterred an Institute of the North study group.
People who participated in the study group, at least, believe there's an inherent value to connecting communities. As far as economics go, the general perception is that if there were large resource development projects along the route, they would help drive the economics.
Consideration of the project comes as the state conducts a Western Alaska road access study. Andreasen says a public-private partnership between government and industry would be essential to move such a massive project ahead.
We want to move things toward action. We've been talking for a long time in the state about doing some of these projects, and the idea for a road to Nome has existed since before statehood. I've got a pile of 33 studies that have been conducted since 1972, I think, and we need to move forward if we're really going to grow the state and support our communities.
The Institute of the North used the weekend conference to develop alternative visions for moving ahead on the transportation, energy, and resource fronts over the next 50 years. The Institute of the North was founded by former Governor Wally Hickel.